Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can grasp material and arm themselves with truth in the now necessary battle against the unscientific and diabolic evolution pushers. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. You can sample the first two episodes for free, and believe me, you will be hooked and want to watch the rest of the course. This is a PhD-level course in all facets of the myth that is evolution, including biology, cosmology, and geology. To get your first two episodes free of Foundations Restored, a Catholic perspective on creation, go to crusadechannel.com/Adam. That's crusadechannel.com/Adam. So speaking of loser conservatives, that's what's happening now here in these United States in regards to looking at the Cuba events that are taking place right now. The Cuba events. Because right now we have thousands of Cuban protesters out in the streets protesting communism. And the Biden regime, led by the ice cream chief Biden, they came out with the greatest, probably the greatest explanation. And the Wall Street Journal did as well. They're like, oh, well, yeah, the whole thing is the reason they're doing it is because of COVID. Yeah, it's the COVID cases. Really? Which, I'm going to throw out my conspiracy Alex Jonesy type analysis right now.
You wanted to overrun us and poison us and take our families and kill us? We'll die, not us!
Why didn't they revolt during Trump? I mean, COVID took place during Trump, right? We know. Fauci and all those people were instrumental in making the situation that we have now take place. So why didn't they revolt during Trump? Because that would have been more beneficial to the Cuban people who want liberty, right? No, they're doing it now, which is just very strange. It's very strange that A, this protest is taking place. B, that it's getting coverage. Are you like me at this point, listener of the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, where we exist in social media, we exist in a time period where, I know, I just didn't, oh man, shh. We exist in a time period where nothing feels organic anymore. Anything that takes place, do you question it? Why are the Cuban people revolting now? Why is it getting coverage? Why is the Democratic mayor of Miami demanding, and I quote from the Daily Mail, that the Biden administration sends troops into Cuba? Do you think the mayor of Miami would have demanded Trump send troops into Cuba? Why do you want to send troops into Cuba? To quell the protests? I don't know. And also, it makes me pause when little Ben Shapiro starts firing off Cuba flags. And every idiot Republican, and I know, I repeat myself, every idiot conservative, every idiot Republican, oh, the Cubans are fighting back against the communist regime. As they choke on the freedom and liberty speech that they give every single time. Thousands took to the streets Sunday to denounce the communist government for its handling of the economy and COVID. Once again, the economy in Cuba has sucked for over 50 years. COVID has been around for at least 15 months. Why now? Secondly, it also highlights how in the tank Conservative Inc. is when they are like, the Cubans are so brave. And they are, by the way. If this is real and organic, hats off to you. If it's not, whatever. Great job staging it. What about the hundreds of American MAGA citizens, the American MAGA citizens that have been jailed, that have been tracked down by the FBI over walking through the Capitol? Conservatives raise up Cuba and ignore their own constituents. It's par for the course, which is another thing. It's like, why is Conservative Inc. highlighting this? What needs to be distracted from? Terrible choice of words, I understand. Why does this distraction get pushed to the front of the line? The U.S. State Department was slammed for suggesting the protests were over rising COVID cases. President Miguel Díaz-Canel, who heads the Communist Party, blamed the U.S. for the unrest. Could he be wrong? Would you doubt, considering our failed history of interventions in Cuba, that this might be another one? I mean, at this point, who the hell is running the executive office anyway? It's like Oprah now. You get to invade this country, and you get to mess around with Cuba, and you get to inflate the economy, and you get to do whatever you want. And Joe, you get 2 scoops of ice cream, so you sit in the back and shut up. Now, the images are, everybody's probably seen them if you've been on the, if you've seen it, there's protests around the Capitol. The only thing that was, you have federal police shooting at protesters, which is weird. And of course you got Steve Scalise, Kristi Noem, Kevin McCarthy, Marco Rubio. I don't know who Rubian Gallego is. Ron DeSantis all tweeting out in favor of the revolutionaries. But yet none of these people have talked about the imprisonment of Republicans here in these United States. How they're being hunted down like dogs, essentially, in these United States. Nope. Oh, look, we got it. Oh, hey, does this mean we can go in and blow up Cuba now? Because you know the military-industrial complex is like, oh, yes, we've been itching to do this for 60 years, man. Imagine what we could do if we got rid of that socialist government and put in a quote-unquote free government. The only thing that I saw during this weekend's protests that gave me a little bit of a smile is when, because what do communist countries do? Let me see if I can find it. What do communist countries do? They snuff out religion. Especially the Catholic Church. They come after the Catholic Church, and they come after the Catholic Church pretty hard. Because it is the way, the truth, and the light. So, this is a Catholic priest bringing out a statue of Our Lady in the middle of the protest. So let me just take a listen to the response of it. Hold on, give it a second. So he holds up the Virgin Mary. Hold on. I mean, that's pretty brave of a Catholic priest in Cuba to do that. And that's the only thing that gives me a little bit of a slight tinge of hope. The rest of it just seems completely played.